Open our Bibles tonight to the First Timothy, and we're in chapter 1. And brothers and sisters, all I can say is Jesus gets more exciting all the time. I'm grateful to the Lord. I'm thankful for the love it's His love. I hope we know that. There's nothing of us, but I'm thankful for His love. I'm thankful for the love He puts in our hearts to respond to Him. I'm so thankful for the life of Jesus in us. It's everything. And thank you, God, that He's opened up the fullness, all the fullness of God to us, to grow up into Him in all things. It's marvelous. And I'm praying that the Lord just, again, the much the more, God in our hearts, to meet Him and to see Him as He is. Praise His name. Now, let's pick it up from verse 11 in that first chapter. And it says there, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust. Now, we touched on this last week. This is where we left off. But this is the theme of this precious letter, brothers and sisters, where it says there, the glorious gospel, that's the gospel of the glory. That's the theme of this letter. That's the theme of, praise God, this precious message to us, this age that we live. This is the mystery of the church. As we speak here of this gospel of the glory. The mystery of the church, brothers and sisters, that was given to Paul in Ephesians 3. That the Gentile, specifically 3:6, that the Gentile should be fellow heirs or joint heirs as husband and wife with Jesus Christ. Now, and again, brothers and sisters, as we get into that, that the Gentile, saved ones in Christ, we're so thankful for that. See, there's neither Jew nor Greek. Should now be joint heirs as husband and wife with Jesus Christ. That is the gospel of the glory. That's what's being offered to us at this time. I'm thankful to the Lord that He has enlightened the eyes of our understanding to see this, but God help us not just to see it, but to enter in and apprehend it for our own. Praise His name. But see, this is His glory that we're speaking of here. The gospel of His glory. The bride adorned. The Lamb's wife. We read of her in Revelation 21. Descending out of heaven, having the glory of God. She's got it all. She is filled, praise His name, with all the fullness of God. I'm so thankful for that. This is a vessel completely finished to the praise of the glory of His grace. I love that. To the praise of the glory of His grace. That's what it's all about. To the praise of the glory of His grace. What His grace can do and what His grace does, if we'll receive it, is the very glory of God. This is speaking of here, brothers and sisters, the vessel that is the masterpiece of His grace. Listen to that. The masterpiece of His grace. The masterpiece of undeserved, unmerited, exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think, mercy, favor, and love. I want it. Praise God. Grace has graced us to want this. I pray God grace insatiable to go after this, to truly be as Paul in that heart that was given to Paul. It's not Paul the vessel, but the treasure. The treasure in the earthen vessel. That, Lord, give me that heart if by any means. It's the one thing. It's the only thing. It's the first and foremost. It's the first love calling. That's what this is. And it's so wonderful how this weakened flesh, it can get a little bit distracted here and this. But praise be to God, we're beginning to be quick to believe. It's so wonderful. I'm so thankful for Jesus. That there was times that it took so long to get that, as they said, to turn that ship. Oh, He's the captain of my salvation. Hallelujah. And it's wonderful what He's doing in our lives. And how everything, and I'm talking the little things, are so important. They're mighty. And God, every root of bitterness, every root of distraction, by Your grace, search me. If there be any wicked way, lead me in the way. Praise God. Eternal. Now, this is what this is about, brothers and sisters. That's what this precious word is to us. And the question is, do we desire this? Really desire it? Again, by God's grace. That love, that fervent love. The fulfilling of the masterpiece of His grace, of Christ in us. Will we allow, by God's grace, to receive the strength to grow up into Him in all things? What will it be? Now that's the message. That's the proposal, brothers and sisters, that was given and, as we read here, committed to Paul. See, as it says there in verse 11, committed to my trust. See, as we touched on last week, and God help us to ever get away from this. We don't want to, by His grace. Just, Lord, keep me in it. Stay in it. Hallelujah. But this word committed means to entrust a thing to one. It speaks of fidelity. It speaks of a marriage. To know the love of Christ. That's intercourse. It's the most intimate thing you could ever imagine. And again, that's just an analogy. It hasn't entered into our thoughts, our wildest dreams, our hearts, what God has prepared for them that love Him. Meditate on these things. You start meditating on this stuff, it'll thrill you. You'll go, wow, what's it going to be there? What's it going to be there? This is ours. This is the reality of it all. This is how spouse-like this is. This was Paul. This was committed to him. And this is us if we'll be quickened with the fullness of the power of His might. It's entrusted. It's fidelity. And what's so awesome in this precious verse here is that word committed is the same word. See how it says committed to my trust? Committed and my trust in the Greek are the same word repeated twice. The same word repeated twice. You talk about sufficient witness. You talk about a double portion. It was committed to Paul. And that's why the Bible is very emphatic. Follow Paul. Mark him. Mark that gospel. Mark that truth in love. Mark that as he followed Christ. Amen? Amen. We see these things. And over in the Word of God, it's beyond. He's the one. He was that apostle to the Gentile. He is the apostle with the high calling of God in Christ Jesus' message. Praise His name. But here's how precious it is. And this is the heart of Paul. Even though such honor was bestowed upon him. Read verse 12. And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. See, immediately, brothers and sisters, immediately, it's all encased in one thing. It's not me at all. Don't you get your eyes on me. It is the grace of God that is with me. That's all that it is. This is Jesus. Hallelujah. This is Christ in me, the hope of glory. Every enabling, everything that's going on, anything good, it's Him. Praise God. There is nothing that I can take credit for. He is my strength. See, God gave him the strength for it. And I think about that strength. You think about the Church of Philadelphia, as it says there in Revelation 3. Thou hast a little strength. Isn't that wonderful? You need a little strength. Praise God, you do. And remember, that's His. And if we're ever going to run and finish with a joy, a full joy, and a joy unspeakable and full of glory joy, we're going to have this strength. And the strength, brothers and sisters, is the power of His might. And the power of His might is the Holy Ghost. And the power of the Holy Ghost is the love of God. That's the strength. Isn't it? Praise God. It sure isn't me. I can only testify of the love of Jesus. I can only testify that, praise God, it's His love that holds me in this. That's it. It's His love that holds me and will not let me go. It's His love. It's that passion and the encouragement of His love to stir up the gift. Praise God. Praise Him. O my soul, and all that is within me. And that's what he does. But see, he enabled me, as it says there, and he counted me. See, and that word counted means he's the leader in speech, the chief spokesman. Yes, Paul is. You know why? Because God said he's a chosen vessel unto me. Grace. Paul did not earn it in any way, shape, or form. And God had him to be the chief of sinners to show that he did not earn it. You talk about great grace. This is what it is. Hallelujah. And with all of us. But so wonderful. See, he was the enabled. He was counted faithful. Faithful. Full of faith. Bridal saints, by God's grace, are full of faith. They are. They believe God. They just believe God. Do they fail? Yes. Do they believe God? Hallelujah. They do. Now, they don't use it as an excuse to fail. But by God's grace, I'm so thankful that, again, it's his faithfulness. And I'm full of the faithfulness of God. Aren't you full of the faithfulness of God? If you're a child of God, you're full of the faithfulness of God. Just let it grow. Because it's God's faithfulness that keeps you. And it's that life that is the faithfulness of God. So I'm so thankful that I can rely on Christ who lives in me, who is full of faith. Praise God. See, that's why I can do all things. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It's because of the life of Jesus Christ that lives in me. It's not because I have good study books or I went to this church or to this Bible college or I sat under this minister or that one. It didn't matter. It's because of Christ in you. And Christ in you desires that you grow up into him in all things. You have it all. As Jesus Christ said, you have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. You are fully provided the moment, praise his name, you said, Jesus, I take you as my Savior. I believe you. At that moment, everything was there. Every single thing. Let it grow. See, that's when we can really believe God and say, thank you, Lord. I see the grace of God. Let that grace grow it up in me. Praise his name. Now, the power, that love, filled him with all the fullness of God. That power, the love, filled him with the fullness to believe all the word of God. See, that's how we believe the word of God is love. Faith worketh by love. Amen? We don't believe it because somebody told you to believe it. You believe it because the love of God hit you. For God so loved the world that he gave. That's what hits you to become a Christian. He loves me. That's the simplicity of it all. That God, the Father, so loved that he gave his only begotten Son. That if I believe in him, if I believe in him, everlasting life. Praise the Lord. Love, beginning to end, and there's no end. It's just called Alpha Omega. Praise his holy name. But because of that love, he put me in the ministry. And he put me in the ministry with that love. See, that's the only way that Paul could preach this. That's the only way that Paul could run the race. That's the only way that we come here to a Bible study. That's the only reason that by God's grace we run the race. It's because of the love of God. That's the power, again, of it all. And in that, he had the office of the apostle to the Gentiles. And again, I rejoice because that is Christ in us, brothers and sisters. And see, that's the ministering of the saints that's going on. I'm so thankful to God that, see, knowledge puffs up, but love edifies. And I'm grateful to the Lord that there's the ministering of the body. It's wonderful in all these different ways. Sometimes it is in word, but then also it's in deed and in truth. I'm so grateful to God how, see, the Lord does this all. It's orchestrated perfectly, completely, as we trust him, our head, to do all the supplying. I'm grateful to God as often I get little notes from folks, and they seem to be somewhat sometimes apologetic. Brother, I'm not trying to tell you anything. My goodness, tell me. I love it. But did you think of this? You know, and they're sending an email, giving me a call. I appreciated the brother. He said, you know, that straight way, those, remember the living ones there in Ezekiel, their feet were straight. They moved together. that moved with him. It just thrills me. See, because it's the Spirit. It's by my Spirit. Grateful to his name. What, again, he does and how marvelous it's his will and his pleasure that's working as we give him the glory. But see, the ministering of the saints, brothers and sisters, hit Paul. And it gets into our lives too, because it's the same heart. It's the heart of God, where we're ready to give every man an answer and the answer for the hope that lies within us. And again, as mentioned earlier, it's not in word only, but it's in deed and in truth. We become fishers of men, luminaries in this world, praise God, because of Christ in us. And see, Christ in us, we have to remember this. That's the only hope that there is to mankind, is Christ Jesus. And it's because in his saints, brothers and sisters, is where the love of God dwells. That's where the love of God is. It's in his saints. And how wonderful that we can be vessels of the fullness of the love of God as we yield to him in this precious truth. Verse 13, and I love this. Paul says, let's just back up again in verse 12 to get into this. And I thank Christ, our Lord, who hath enabled me, for he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious. And he could have gone on and on and on. And he just finally said, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And I just love that because it just screams out to me, from the tents of Kedar to the curtains of Solomon, out of the miry clay, dead in trespasses and sin, but God. But God. Isn't that wonderful? Praise God for but God. And Paul reveals and rejoices that it was pure mercy. See, Paul was not looking for God. He was not. You were not looking for God. I was not looking for God. Mercy found me. Grace found me. Praise God. I didn't find grace. Grace found me. That's what's so beautiful here. And he says it in verse 14. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. There is nothing in us that's good. Period, naturally speaking. There is none that seeketh God, no, not one. There's not one that comes after him. He has to open our hearts to receive the truth. But that's the very will and purpose of God. So Lord, make me willing, and I know you'll fulfill that. This is your desire. You see how leaning upon him, my head upon his breast, I'm telling you, he'll take you all the way through the wilderness and back, won't he? Hallelujah, all the way out of there. Sometimes I feel, how many times are we going through? And nope, haven't got through yet. Praise his name. I know when we come out of there, you'll know it. But it's only going to be leaning upon him. And how wonderful that is. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant. Listen to that. Exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. Grace. Grace has got it all. Everything's in that precious, wondrous grace. Grace did everything. See, and look at what grace brought. Not just faith, but faith and love. And not just abundant faith and love, but exceeding abundant faith and love. And all because why? Because Jesus. All because of him. Because that's just who he is. That's just what it is. Full of grace and truth. I'm coming like a freight train. Thank you, Jesus. Doesn't that just give you rest and joy and peace? And you sit there and, Lord, I don't have a worry. I don't have a care. Because your grace and your mercy cares for me. Come on. Lord, help us to enter in. This is the Lamb, my Savior. God help us to be as Paul. See, Paul said, I did not receive the grace of God in vain. He didn't receive it in vain, did he? See, that grace, it's there for every man. It's there for everyone. And that grace to be saved, it's there for everyone. You take that grace to be saved. Now that grace is there. I would that all men be saved and come to the full knowledge of the truth. That grace is there for you to go right into the midst of the throne with Him. And nothing short of. That's the exceeding abundance of faith and love. It's all there. It's all backing you and in front of you and covering you. You've been blessed with all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. To rejoice and to open up to that. As Brother Hill used to say over and over, cash the checks. All the way into the midst of the throne. Bam, 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 bam. Yes. It's all coming. Thank God He brings it together. Hallelujah. But see, Paul was fully invested in God's grace. Without embracing grace, our life never lives filled with all the fullness of God. It doesn't. We've made some of it vain because we haven't accepted it all. But in embracing grace and the much the more grace, it's all faith with love. As on those steps out in front of the church, 2 Peter 3:18. Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Grow in grace. This is what this is. It's just exceeding. And then that grace brings us faith with love. And God help us never to forget that. That faith alone profits nothing. The Word of God tells us that I could have faith to move mountains. If I don't have love, it profits me nothing. This is the complete overflowing package. And that's all that He ever brings. It's complete. It's filled with all the fullness. Hallelujah. Because that's all Jesus is. And this is what He's got. He's always got His best. Believing is not by commandment, but by the effectual working of faith, which is by love. See, I don't believe because I'm commanded to believe. That won't work. Faith worketh by love. By love. See, those ones tried to think, well, I can, you know, hold on and hold in and hold this. No, you can't. You can fail, flop, and you'll find out that very quickly that you do not abide faithful. You don't. You can't. But He is, and He does. Praise God. See, when we know His love and confident in His love, brothers and sisters, we'll be finished and ready. We're prepared. We will occupy as that precious, readied wife for Him. Let's go ahead and read verses 15 through 17. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all exception that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Howbeit, for this cause I obtain mercy, that in me first Christ Jesus might show forth all longsuffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on Him to life everlasting. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. That's good stuff. That's just awesome. So you see, Paul was taken from the greatest depth and taken to the greatest height. Amen. That's exactly it. And what a testimony that see that Jesus Christ, God, is not a respecter of person. No matter how wicked, in Jesus' name, whiter than the snow. Praise God. See, know that. Rejoice in that. That's what it is. As Paul's saying here to us, if He can save me, He can save anybody. That's right. The wickedest of the wicked. And God help us, as we've rejoiced many times, the love of God sees souls. Jesus came to save. He came to save. Didn't come to judge. I'm so thankful to God. See, Hebrews 2:9, it says, He tasted death for every man. The Word of God tells us He died for the sins of the world. It's all there. It's all been paid. Will you accept Him? Amen. See how simple? It's done. Once for all. Once for all. Are we seeing people like that? God help us to. Don't care how wicked, vile, what they've done to you. I'm hopeful in many respects that sometimes the ones that have done us the worst, that there would even be more compassion and a passion for them to come to know Jesus. Because that's the love of God. It's not my goodness. You can throw that right in the waste can. But the love of God. The love of God. Father, forgive them for they don't know what they're doing. The love of God. Praying. Doing good to those that despitefully use you. That's not a me. That can only be Christ in me. I don't want to think that I could carry some type of dirty self-righteousness that would ever be magnifying to God. That's an abomination. But the effectual working of the power of the love of God. It's transforming. I don't need to think about what would Jesus do. If I had to think about it, it ain't working in me. Think about that. I don't think to breathe. I didn't tell my heart to beat the, 1,216 times as I've been standing up here. I don't know. It just did. Christ liveth in you. Praise God. Praise God. Now, he died for the sins of the world. It's there so simply for everyone to believe. I'm so thankful to God for the simplicity of the gospel of Christ. Believest with all thine heart. I love that, as Philip said that to that man. Believest with all thine heart? Oh, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That was the only thing he was after. Believest with all thine heart? Well, wait a second, I got to go back and I got to get some more courses in understanding all of the Word of God. That wasn't what the question was. Believe with all thine heart. The mustard seed of faith, that threshold, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I didn't have to join a church for that. I didn't have to go back over here in this tank and get baptized for that. I didn't have to denounce this first. I didn't have to do anything. I didn't have to confess all my sin. I didn't have to do one thing except believest with all thine heart. Believest with all thine heart, oh, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Well, it's time to get baptized. Because that's done. Finished. At that moment, praise God, you entered into death and the resurrection with him. You now have been seated, Son of God, together with him in the heavens in Christ. Praise God. How fast the transaction was made? You can't imagine how fast that is. The only thing that's going to be that fast is in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. See? That's how he does it. Now, how wonderful that he came not to judge but to save. And all I can say to that is, what a lover. But then you think of the purpose in that chosen vessel, Paul. And talking about the purpose. And this is something that's so triumphant that was brought through Paul. The dispensation that was given to him. We're talking about Ephesians 3. It was given to me the mystery of the church. The mystery that now the Gentile, us, should be fellow heirs, joint heirs, as husband and wife with Jesus Christ. And this is what this is speaking of here, brothers and sisters. This is Colossians 1:25, where it says that the dispensation that was given to Paul was given to fulfill or complete the Word of God. Hear the Word of God. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. Does that just ring? Not just here, but here. How important, how marvelous that what was given to Paul fulfilled the Word of God. the divine purpose that Jesus is going to have a wife, the completion of it all, that Christ is sitting at the right hand of God right now, and the only moment that he will take his throne as God, take that throne as God, is with his wife, with his queen. Praise God. You talk about, as Paul said, and the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. See, you need grace. And praise God, the grace that he has waiting there for you is exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. Because without that, you'll never have the faith to believe the whole counsel of God. You'll never have the faith to step in to, Lord, you mean me? You want me? You sure you're not talking to him? Or him? Esther didn't doubt it, did she? She didn't get out there and give him all the excuses of why. Well, you know, I'm an orphan girl. I wasn't raised in a qualified home. She started to see the favor that was coming her way, and you know what? I'll take more of this. I'll take more of that. You mean I'm favored above all these women? All right, let's go. Now, Lord, you put something on my heart. I have a real love for these people. But I'm going to step out in faith, and I'm going to trust you, God. I'm going to trust your love. And oh, how the scepter touched her. Pew. What do you want, honey? It's all yours. So I guess that answered your question, didn't it? Do I need to say any more? What's mine is yours? Do I need to say any more? Do I have to be specific with you? Or is it enough to just tell you it's all yours? Do you know that that's what the Word of God tells you? It's mine, mine, mine. All is mine. We sing that song. Lord, help us to tend upon the things of the Lord without distraction. And you know what the things of the Lord is? It's his love for you. Help that to just be my delight, my song, my everything. Everything I do and go through life, that's just an after effect of the one thing. Amen? Praise God. As he brings us perfectly into this. You see why it's the fight. The good fight of faith. But you see why he tells us the much the more to hear this message as we see that day approaching. You're not thinking about anything else right now, are you? Don't think about that. Praise the Lord. He's captivating, isn't he? Captivate you with his love, his promises. What he sees in you. I see his eyes through Paul affixed on me. Can you see him speaking to Timothy right now? This is what was committed to me, son. And this is what's committed to you. Now stir it up, honey. I can hear him truly saying to, as God spoke so clearly to Joshua, he said, Moses, my servant, is dead. But I'm going to be with you just as I was with him. There'll be no difference. It's a seamless transaction because we're one. Now, what are we going to do? We're just going to stand afar off and behold the glory? Get in there. Get in there. Launch out into the deep. Man, it's a weak vessel that needs a lot of grace, don't we? Praise his name. But see, this dispensation that was given to Paul to fulfill the word of God, what we're reading here is it says here in the 16th verse, I obtained mercy that in me first Christ Jesus might show forth all longsuffering for a pattern to them. Listen to that. A pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. A pattern to them. See, this isn't speaking of being saved. Being saved is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's the blood of Jesus. That's never changed. Never changed. When they looked to that blood back there with old Adam and sweet Abel, that sacrifice, it's the same blood. The same blood of the Lamb that was going to come. Praise God. We look back, they look forward, but it was the same blood. Praise God. So as he's saying here, and what's meant by this here, brothers and sisters, is that the pattern going forward for them that are saved is to be filled with all the fullness of God, and that's exactly what life everlasting is. It's the very life of God. To be filled with all the fullness of that. In him all fullness dwells. Jesus. Grow up into me in all things. This is what this is getting at. This is the pattern that was set forth. The life of Christ. Suffering. Praise God. But not to concentrate on that. Not to focus on the suffering. Just like sweet Rebecca, she would have never made it through if we were going to talk about the journey. Here, honey, I don't want you to talk, I don't want to tell you about the husband. We're just going to talk about the rigors of the journey. She'd have been out of there in about 4 or 5 minutes. Do you testify to somebody? Do you go at them when you're going to talk to them about the love of Christ and about the high calling of God in Christ Jesus? Oh, man. You're going to get thrown in front of a train. You're going to say goodbye to all your loved ones. It's just awful. Come on. It's him. Let me tell you about him. Yeah. But the pattern of suffering together with him, the pattern of the fullness of the Holy Ghost, the pattern of love upon love upon love, the pattern of the wineskin that just, it does, till you burst. I believe that moment of bursting is the moment you see him face to face. Out of here. And a body like unto his own someday. How wonderful. But see, that's what grows the faith that he will glorify me together with him. See, that's the faith in love. See, most folks that do love the Lord and have a zeal for the Lord, glorify together with him. He doesn't really mean that. Yes, he does. He means what he said when that bride adorned. The Lamb's wife. See her descending out of heaven, having the glory of God. She glorifies me. Because it's Christ in her. It was nothing about her, but it's what she had. About what she allowed to grow. About what she took. All of that wondrous grace. Amen. Amen. Yep, all of it. Now let's go ahead and close this up tonight. In that wonderful 17th verse, look at those words. Be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. See, there's something about that praise in our hearts. Glory and honor. Glory and honor. That's why we're here tonight. Because that love has hit us. We want to glory and honor him, don't we? That's it. Period. This gives him praise. This gives him whatever glorified goosebumps are, I don't know. But he's excited about it. The Godhead is rejoicing. If you can't see them standing tonight and cheering and thankful for the work of Christ in us, the rejoicing of the Godhead for the sons. I'm talking about ones that are growing up into him in all things. You missed it. This pleases God. Faith pleases God. Great faith. How do you say that? Exceeding abundant above all we ask or think pleases God. But this is what we're talking about here. But there's something about that praise in a heart of glory and honor forever and ever. Romans 2:7 tells us, it calls those the ones of great reward that are now seeking glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. Turn with me to 1 Peter 1:7. And this is how this glory and honor is worked in our lives. It says that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Amen. This singing. And then finally, turn over to Revelation. Let's see who sings this over and over. A little company of these four ones. But it says there in Revelation chapter 4, verse 9, speaking of those living ones that are in the midst of the throne, also known as the beasts. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever. I'm seeing a pattern of Paul. Hallelujah. 5:12. Well, let's go back to 11. And I beheld and I heard a voice of many angels round about the throne and the beasts and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Then turn over to chapter 7 and 11 and 12. And all the angels stood round about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts. They had a mighty fine place, don't they? And fell before the throne on their faces and worshiped God, saying, Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. Now, brothers and sisters, that's the pattern. That's the pattern. That's the pattern of the gospel of the glory in us. The gospel of the glory in us. That's the pattern. And praise be to God. That is the praise upon the lips of the readied wife right now. Right now. She's taking this place of glory and praise to him forever and ever. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's bow our heads. Lord, we thank you again that you're quickening us, Lord. It's your truth and love. And thank you, Lord, that you are fervently shedding this abroad our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord, for sending him. Thank you for the Comforter. Lord, we need comfort at this time. And thank God that you express so beautifully, comfort ye your people. Now, God, this is the comfort of everything. Knowing who we are in Christ and knowing who you want us to be in you. God, help us to receive this great grace to receive the better thing. that it is our reality, Lord. It's why we take breath. It's why we live. It's why our heart beats by God's grace. Lord, work in us the passion, if by any means, that we might attain to that resurrection of the dead, the first trump rapture, to be glorified together with you, to win you as bridegroom. We thank you for it. We praise you for it. All glory and honor to you forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen.